Western enemy, young bucko. And where do you think you're going?
The Dream Shampoo Show rehearsal in Studio 8.
And who are you?
Rudy Vallee.
Well, wait till I look at my list now. I'm sorry, I don't see your name here.
What, no Vallee?
No Vallee.
May I see that list, please?
Sure, here you are.
Harry Horlick and his A&P Gypsies. The Happiness Boys. The Clico Club Eskimos. Say, how long have you been working here?
I just started today.
But this list must be at least 18 years old.
I know, that's me father's list. He worked here 18 years ago, and what was good enough for me father is good enough for me.
Listen, I'm holding up a broadcast rehearsal with Joan Davis and a cast of 45 people, so if you don't mind, I'll go in.
Okay.
Thanks.
Not at all, Mr. Vallee. See you later at the High Hall Club.
You up, Rudy?
The cop out at the front gate. I thought I was 5 minutes late, but according to him, I was 18 years early.
Shall we start all over again?
No, let's keep on going.
Are you going to say anything about this number?
Only that Paramount gave me the first vocal crack at it last year, and it's typical of Arlen and Mercer at their best. Who needs to be told anything about old black magic?
Black magic has me in its spell. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator pocket ride, and down I go, round, round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm a flame with such a burning desire that only your kiss and put out the fire. For you're the love I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving to spin. I'm in under that old black magic all alone.
Les Paul, you're next. What are you and the trio going to play, Les?
Begin the Beguine.
How about Limehouse Blues?
No, I'd rather play Begin the Beguine.
But,
Begin the Beguine.
All right, Beguine. Fine thing. Can't get what I want on my own show.
Thank you.
Les, but I'd still like to hear a Limehouse Blues sometime.
Mr. Valley.
Yes, Webster.
Edith Gwynn has to make a deadline at the Hollywood Reporter and wants to know if you'd mind running over her Hollywood items now.
Not at all. What have you got to report, Edie?
Well, Muriel Morris, who got almost as far as the altar with Red Skelton a few months ago, is planning to elope this weekend and marry Lieutenant Walter Kane. He used to be married to Lynn Barry.
Yes, Walter was my Coast Guard buddy, and I wish them great happiness.
A lot of people think that Deanna Durbin and her producer, Felix Jackson, are about to stage a wedding. Movie fans will be surprised to learn that her real romance is the famous Life magazine photographer, Bob Landry. He's on his way to Hollywood now, and I won't be surprised if Deanna is Mrs. Landry before the year is up.
Edith, tell me something. Is the public going to see that picture that Clark Gable made while he was in the Army?
Not unless a decision made last week has changed. The film Clark Gable made of his bombing missions over Europe is a really magnificent job. But it will only be shown to servicemen and not released generally.
Why?
Because it is too much like the picture Memphis Belle. Clark is so disappointed, fans will be too. Another item that will disappoint a lot of moviegoers is that Gene Kelly has told his studio he will make no more musicals. He wants to do only straight dramatic pictures. Imagine that. And Gene has no match in the dancing department except Freddie Astaire.
Say, haven't you any good news?
Yep. Rosalind Russell will be home from the hospital Monday. Did you know that when she collapsed from overwork, she fell so flat on her face that they had to give her oxygen to bring her to?
No.
Uh-huh. And before I fall flat on my typewriter, here's one for you. When Frank Sinatra left for New York, he bought $20,000 worth of gifts for the people who worked with him in Anchors Away, and...
You may go now, Miss Gwynn.
I get it. So long.
Someday I'll meet you again. Tell me when, tell me when. Someday I'll meet you again.
When a fellow has to leave the girl he loves, he knows way down deep in his heart that someday he'll meet her again. Perhaps it'll be next week, next month, or next year. Whenever that happy day does arrive, you can be mighty sure he wants to find her looking her very loveliest, the way he has always remembered her. And that means, first of all, glamorous, shining hair, sparkling with highlights, gleaming with luster. That's the kind of hair men call gorgeous.
Right, Rudy. And girls, that's why you ought to use Dream Shampoo with Hair Conditioner. You'll get a combination of beauty advantages in Dream with hair conditioner that no other shampoo can give you.
Dream actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo.
Dream with hair conditioner never leaves any dulling film on hair as all soaps do to hide the natural luster of your hair.
It brings out all the shining beauty.
And now that this new improved Dream contains a marvelous hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. No other shampoo, not a soap in the world, leaves your hair so lustrous and yet so easy to manage. Only Dream with hair conditioner. So, girls, for glamorous, shining hair that helps you look your loveliest when you meet that man of yours again, always Dream your hair.
Vocal group, give me your best in this number. We're doing it as a salute to the cast of the Air Corps production of Winged Victory, which begins a tour of the country Monday next when it opens at the Philharmonic here in Los Angeles. Moss Hart, who wrote the show, has written the lyrics we will sing tonight. And in the show, a 50-voice choir of air cadets sing it. So, boys, let's show them how we would sing the Winged Victory version of the Whiffenpoof song.
To the guys back in the barracks, to the ground crew down the line, to the planes up in the sky we love so well. Sing the air cadets assembled, with their heads held proud and high, and the magic of their singing casts a spell. Yes, the echo of their singing, all the songs we love so well. Good old Sixpence, Wild Blue Yonder, and the rest. We will serenade the majors forgotten with the rest. We're little black sheep who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. Poor air cadets who have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba.
Gentlemen, flyers up on a tree, doomed from here to eternity. God have mercy on such as we. Gentlemen, flyers off on a spree, doomed from here to eternity. God have mercy on us as we.
Come right in.
Why, Joan. Joan, my seal test dream girl.
Why, Rudy Valley, my Procter & Gamble dream man.
Well, that washes that up.
I'm sure I'm glad to see you again.
Oh, and I'm glad to see you too, Rudy.
Tell me, Joan, how is everything over at the old seal test village store? I certainly miss the old place.
Well, Rudy, it's not the same without you. Gosh, when you first left, it was just unbearable without you. I just had to do something about it. You know, it was awful not seeing your curly head around the store.
What did you do?
I bought a blonde mop. That did it. Oh, but those were the days. We sure had some laughs at the old place.
We certainly did.
Yeah. Remember how you used to kid about how cheap you were?
Yes. And remember how you used to kid about how you could never get a man?
Yeah.
Hey,
what are we laughing at? Oh, but let's let our hair down, Rudy. Tell me the truth. Are you still, as thrifty as you were?
Miss Davis, I am surprised at you even implying that I am penurious. Why, only last night I took 6 people to the Macombo.
Mm-hmm.
I took 5 people to Cyril's, and I took 8 people to the Trocadero.
Rudy, don't tell me you're driving a cab now.
Joan, are you by any chance forgetting the elaborate parties and soirees I used to throw at my house?
I forget, I should say not. I remember the last one I was to. When you brought me my drink, you said, "Be careful, Joan, this drink will tickle your nose."
And?
I was expecting champagne. What did I get? A glass of water with a feather in it.
Ah, yes, those were the days, Joan.
Yes, Rudy, but our friendship began long before the seal test store. Remember the fun we had in school?
You sure were a little rascal.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the time the teacher caught you putting sneezing powder in her compact.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, how did she punish you?
She made me stay after school and write Gesundheit 500 times. Yeah, and after that, high school. Then you went to Yale because it was a boys' school. And then I went to Yale because it was a boys' school.
Yes, then we didn't see each other again until we met where I was playing with the dance orchestra.
Uh-huh.
It was the affair of the season. I remember I was playing the saxophone and you dashed up and kissed me.
Yeah, and I knocked out four of my teeth, too.
You did?
Yeah, I should have waited till you got the saxophone out of your mouth.
As I recall it, that was the night that I gave you my fraternity pin. Have you still got it, Joan?
Oh, yes, Rudy. I have it with all my others. It's quite a collection, you know. Haven't you seen my pins?
Yes, skinny, aren't they? but Joan, that too was the night that you sang a song and we decided to do an act together. Mm-hmm. We rehearsed and rehearsed until finally we got a job on Broadway at the Palace Theater. I remember the manager said, "Kids, you're going to start at the top of the ladder."
Yeah. Then he handed us a brush and we painted the ceiling.
But that act brought us to our greatest success, the one we did at the Orpheum, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take great pleasure in presenting those hep-happy hoodlums of hysteria, Davis and Valley. How do you do?
How do you do?
Tell me, cutie, do you like my suit? It was made by Hart, Schaffner, and Marx.
It looked like something Roebuck made when Sears had his back turned.
Just the same, the girls I go with like it.
Oh, are you popular with the ladies?
Oh, yes. I always have a girl on the string.
The one you had last night should have been on a leash. You know, but I have no time for you. I'm worried about my mother.
What's the matter?
Well, when we moved to Boston, I was born.
Yes?
Then we moved to Twin Falls, and my two brothers were born.
Yes?
Then we moved to Three Rivers, Michigan, and my three sisters were born.
Yes, yes.
Now my father wants to move to the Thousand Islands.
The bells are ringing for me and my...
Isn't he the nicest man? Bought my ring at the 5 and 10.
Singing for me and my...
He's as sweet as sugar candy in the parlor. He's so handy.
Knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing.
Oh, sing it, Rudy.
Every Susie, yes.
From the kitchen, he won't budge when I'm making maple fudge.
Waiting for me and mine.
I love him so, I must knock wood. When he shaves, he smells so good.
Waiting for me and mine.
But when the peachy makes us one, oh, holy gee, won't we have fun?
We're going to build a home, a little home for two.
Yeah.
For three or maybe.
Whoa.
In the love land. For me and mine.
Your hair's so nice, your hair's so curly, you'll never look at another girlie.
What did you bet?
In love, for me and my girl.
Shall we dance, Rudy?
Oh, why not?
Okay. You know, Rudy, when I dance, I feel like Nijinsky.
You look more like Minsky.
Hmm?
I meant to tell you, Joan, my uncle's in the hospital.
No, what's the matter with him, Rudy?
He has housemaid's knee.
Housemaid's knee?
Yes, my aunt caught him sitting on it.
Oh! You know, speaking of housemaid's knee, Rudy, my family just bought a farm.
Is it a large farm?
Well, we have 100 chickens and we get 99 eggs.
Why only 99 eggs?
The other chicken's the bookkeeper.
In the land.
Rudy, what a stage career it was. Our first act opened in that dinky little theater in Pomona.
Then we started telling jokes, Chicago.
Then we started singing, Philadelphia.
Then we started dancing, New York.
Then I started wearing silk tights.
Back to Pomona.
And now, Rudy, you're a big success, and I at last am getting my break in pictures. My studio told me that any day now
I'll take it. Hello, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Just a moment, please. Joan, it's for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yes? Yes? Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, yes, I'll be right over. Oh, Rudy, it's happened. I've got the part. My producer just told me I'm going to play opposite one of the biggest stars in Hollywood.
Joan, that's wonderful.
Yeah. By the way, who is Lassie? Well, so long, Rudy, and good luck to you.
If in the beaming of our program by shortwave overseas it reaches some of our boys on the island of Corsica,
They will unquestionably, by this time, have come to know and enjoy this composition, as it was one of the most popular numbers in Corsica. Some 7 years ago, a copy of it found its way to me, and after broadcasting it several times, I had the great satisfaction of all America taking it up and seeing it become number one 3 times on the hit parade. For a bit of continental nostalgia, with the assistance of the Dream Sextet, Vieni Vieni, or as almost everyone called it, Vini Vini.
Paola Monamante, ma canzone se sua, dans la nuit si troublante, ferirà mon espoir.
Vieni, 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 dulce bella, 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 accanto a me. Vieni, 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 dulce bella, 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 accanto a me. Parla, mia rondinella, sei la più bella, e nel mio cuore.
Branches dans les bois d'Ajaccio, j'avais cueilli des manches sur ta lèvre.
Vieni, 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 dulce bella, 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 accanto a me. Vieni, 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 dulce bella, 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 accanto a me.
Parla, mia rondinella, sei la più bella, e nel mio cuore.
Girls, in the game of love, your best trump card is glamorous, shining hair. And you'll never know what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make until you use Dream Shampoo with hair conditioner. Suppose you're washing your hair with soap, cake soap, liquid soap shampoo, or any other shampoo except Dream with hair conditioner. Well, listen. No soap, no other shampoo combines all the beauty advantages this wonderful new Dream brings you. Dream reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap because it never leaves any dulling film on hair, as all soaps do to hide the shining loveliness. And now that the new improved Dream contains a wonderful hair conditioner, it leaves hair far silkier, smoother, and easier to manage right after shampooing. Besides, Dream completely removes every trace of flaky dandruff the very first time you use it. No other shampoo of any sort combines such luster and such manageability with this complete removal of dandruff. Only Dream with hair conditioner. So for this three-way beauty care, always Dream your hair. Insist on Dream with hair conditioner, the only shampoo that can make your hair look so lovely.
I beg your pardon for barging in this way, Mr. Valley.
It's all right, officer. We're about through. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have 2 tickets to next week's show for some relatives of mine who are visiting from out of town.
With pleasure. You can tell them we're having Vera Vague and Carmel Myers and the two boys whom so many people enjoyed a couple of weeks ago, Ben Carter and Manton Moreland.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Valley. You see, I get them tickets for 15 radio shows a day.
Are they that crazy about radio?
No, but these days it's mighty hard finding a place to live. Well, so long.
Rudy Valley will present another Dream Show for Dream Shampoo next Saturday night at this same time from Hollywood. Good night.